Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself. On Wix.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Something very curious has happened. And, you know, when I do this podcast, I cover, you know, macro news and micro news. That's micro cap news. And the macro news is largely around the UK. All right. And it's been very dismal, very gloomy of late, in fact, for quite a few months. And, you know, especially the small cap index or the AIM All Share has reflected this gloomy news. But today, I looked at the macro news, expecting more of the same. And there's some bright spots on the horizon. Honestly, and I'm looking at the AIM All Share chart, I said this yesterday, there seems to be something positive happening. All right. First of all, I'll share this fact with you. And this is real money facts, all right? UK equities saw the first month of inflows in 42 months. After yesterday, talking about the outflows. And the AIM All Share is bouncing. A series of higher lows, now a higher high. So I'm going to say right now, we are going to have a Santa rally. I think this is the start of a rally in AIM. So take your positions in good companies that you believe have growth and are undervalued, and I think you'll do well over next year. Let's be honest, the biggest mover of the markets are central banks. And the trajectory of interest rates is down. That will help equities massively, more than anything else, barring any sort of, you know, left field huge event like a nuclear war. I don't think Trump's, the only worry is Trump's tariffs. But that's a negotiating tool. I don't think they'll come into effect. So I think we will see a relief rally. I'm hearing, I think it was someone from Charles Schwab today saying that European equities now are looking at excellent value. And he's starting to say, look outside the US. The US keeps going up. I think the S&P had, 55 highs, including yesterday of the year? That can't keep happening. I mean, to a certain extent, you do get momentum, money inflow happening when your stocks are rallying. But when it starts to stutter and pause, they will look for returns elsewhere. So I believe money will be coming into Europe. And already we're seeing early tentative signs that it's happening. I am very bullish here. I'm very bullish, but I'm just excited. At last, after like 3 years of being in the bear market, the turn may be happening. Welcome to Macro Micro News for Wednesday, the 4th of December, 2024. Like I say, I do cover macro news relevant to the UK and monitor microcap stocks to see if they're good enough to be added to the Microcap League, which is part of my investment club. These are companies sub 100 million, you know, with revenue. And the reason why I look at that is in the book. By the way, the book, if you're a big fan of audio, then the audiobook is out today. In fact, Steve from the Weekend Podcast said he doesn't read books. And he said, when's the audiobook out? And then I said, you know, Steve, I give him the link today. He said, I bought it. And then he said, why is the same first 5 minutes repeated? I said, what? So I started to email the publisher. And then Steve WhatsApped again saying, oh, sorry, no, I restarted it and started again. Anyway, the audiobook is there. The book is there. Amazon, sort of out of stock a little bit. But if you could order it, then they'll obviously order more, and that'll be good. And if you could give a rating and review for it, then that would be fabulous. Anyway, let's have a look at the markets, first and foremost. FTSE 100, it's down 0.25%. The FTSE 250, it's up 0.33%. Where's the FTSE 100? FTSE 100 is 8,339. It's not far of its high, to be honest. FTSE 250, like I say, is up 0.33%. And it's getting towards, well, the highs were 21,600. We're now at 20,970. It's not far off. A decent move could make it surpass that. FTSE small cap up 0.1% to 6,891. All these indices, by the way, FTSE 100, 250, and fledgling or small cap, are not far off their highs. The only underperformer, which is an outperformer today, is the AMOL share. It's up 0.4% to 737. Now, it's hard to explain this chart to you. But like I said, it hit a recent low 29th of October, right? And it went down to 715. And then the budget came out and there was a relief rally that Rachel Reeves, I'm an economist, Rachel, pounds in your pockets, fix the foundations, Reeves, didn't scrap IHT on AIM shares completely. She chopped it in half. And it rallied 4%, up to from 415 to 744. And then it's grinded lower, back down to 721. Then it rose again to 733, and a higher low there, and then it came back down to 79. Now, we've had 2 days where it's broken the previous high on the 25th of November, which was at 732. So 2 days of trading, in fact, 4 positive days we've had, which is not an AIM. It's unprecedented of late. And looking back, there hasn't been 4 upward days on AIM. So it's suggesting something's going on here, all right? And I'll get into the news on the inflows in a bit. But that's AIM. It's looking quite good. Where's Bitcoin today? What's it doing? It's up 0.4% to 96,284. It looks like it's in this range now, between 90,000, 100,000. And I think it will break that 100,000 sooner or later, especially if Trump or Musk or Wasson comes out with something positive. Brent crude, it's up 0.75%, $74 a barrel. You've got gold, it's flat, $2,667 an ounce. Copper is down 0.33% to the ton, which people like, I assume, is the preferred metric. 9,232. A pound buys you $1.26. It also buys you €1.20. It's up a smidge there. And let's look at the 10-year yield. Is at 4.273. It's up 0.75%. All right, so here's the first bit of macro news, okay? This is what I'm quite excited about. UK investors put a record $3.9 billion into equity funds in November, the survey says. Investors put a record £3.1 billion, which is $3.9 billion, into British equity funds last month, returning after a domestic budget statement in October, Calistone said today. The investment followed record outflows in October ahead of the British Labour government's first budget as investors fled a well-flagged capital gains tax rise. See, the worry is always the expectation, isn't it? When actual news comes, it's the same with Trump tariffs. They won't be, the expectations being priced in, they're going to be bad. They won't be as bad as people think. He's not going to tank his own economy. He's not stupid. He'll deny that it will create inflation and tank his own economy, but it will. It won't be good for, you know, consumers in this country. People just buy less, you know, essentially, and it'll be more inflation. So he's not going to do that, Trump. He's not completely stupid, and he's ruled by the markets. He loves the markets. He does not want the markets tanking. Anyway, UK investors also put £317 million into UK focus funds in November, the first month of inflows since May 2021. This is a quote. Almost half of October's outflows were poured back into equity funds in the first week of November. Further evidence that these record flows were all about minimising tax bills, said Edward Glynn, head of global markets at Calastone. Now, buying begets buying. When shares rise, people buy them. And we've been in a doom loop, or gloom doom loop, of late. People selling, especially funds, then fund managers have to sell shares that they hold in redemptions, and so it takes the share price down. People then sell shares because they're falling, and then funds get sold. It's constantly. We may be at the bottom here. It's early, like I say, tentative small gains at the moment. But this is looking very positive. Story number two, another sort of positive-ish statement. Bank of England's Bailey sticks to gradual scrip for rate cuts. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey reiterated in an interview published on Wednesday that gradual cuts in interest rates are likely over the next year, adding that the process of falling inflation is well embedded. He says, sorry, I'm making a bit more clear. This sort of inflation, this sort of disinflation process is now well embedded. Well, that's basically what I just said. He told the Financial Times Global Boardroom event, he said this. He said, there is still a distance to travel because although inflation came down to target over summer, we've been saying for a while that we're probably going to go back up a bit above target, he said. So there we are. But he said that expectations of four rate cuts next year are pretty accurate. So there we are. That'll be good for equities. And one more, which the title is negative, but it's not as bad as I thought. Rising, and it's not as bad as forecasts either. Rising UK employment costs dent service sector growth, PMI shows. Britain's dominant services sector, which is about 80%, 82% I think, lost steam in November, although not by as much as first feared, as a looming rise in employer taxes weighed on firms' hiring plans, a survey showed on Wednesday. The S&P Global UK Services Purchasing Managers Index stood at 50.8 last month, down from October's 52, the weakest October since 2023, and only slightly above 50, dividing line between growth and contraction. Still, Wednesday's PMIs were higher than a preliminary flash reading of 50. The survey showed employment in the services sector fell for the second month, although the pace of decline was less marked than October. The services firms reported the weakest growth in new orders since June, while output growth expectations were lowest since December. So these are the figures. The composite PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, which is manufacturing and services, they came in last month at 51.8. Then we had lots of gloomy figures out. They were supposed to come in at 49.9. They came in at 50.5. Oh, a little bit above. Services came in 52 last month. They're expected to come in at 50, flat 50. They came in at 50.8. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Three macro stories, some good, some not as bad as thought. But overall, I feel this is quite bullish. I mean, look at my stocks today, doing well. All of them doing well. There's a turnaround. When you see money inflow, it's like a tsunami. It just keeps coming. People chasing stock prices. Literally, it's one of those waves just keep riding. And we are near the bottom. This is a long way up to go. I feel really bullish. Okay. Of course, it depends which stocks you pick. You know, if you're picking crap companies, then it's not going to help, is it? You've got to pick good companies. And so I try to say this in the book quite a few times, that The trick is, yes, you can get some very aggressive bounces from companies that have been performing badly and then they perform not as badly as previous and maybe the turnaround's happening. Doesn't mean there's a sustained rise happening. So what you need to do really is buy, just think of them as businesses, as unlisted businesses that you'd invest into. Think, is this business improving? And by that, I mean top line growth, because, you know, that's revenue. Everything stems from that. That shows there's increasing demand for the product service and holding the margins. And then you're looking at profit before tax growth and cash growth. You get those three things sorted, and then you just look at the good, are they of decent valuation? If they're a ridiculous valuation, they're still quite high risk. So it's all about weighing up the risk and reward. You know, you want to avoid very high risk. Okay, first one, it's not a goodie. Biome Technologies, B-I-O-M, a leading bioplastics and radio frequency technology business, provides a trading update. I've never known this company to produce a really upbeat trading update. They're a market cap of 2.5 million, they were before this update. But they just basically talk about delays again in their RF division. They say, as a result, the board has adjusted its expectations for revenues in 24, which are now expected to be materially below current market expectations with a consequential impact on profitability. Really. Every release. Next, IXICO. IXI. Now, I did look at this company a while back and I thought there may be a chance to, because they raised money and all that stuff, and I thought maybe a chance for this company to have a recovery bounce, but is it going to be sustainable? Is the growth there? I'm not convinced. They're a global leader in neuroscience imaging, using this AI-driven platform to help advance therapy research in neurological disorders, announces audit results for the year ended 30th of September. They've got a market cap of 11 million. Now, this is for the year. Revenues are 5.8 versus 6.7, so no growth there. Loss before tax of 2.09 million versus 1.36, so the loss has grown. Closing debt-free cash of 1.8 million. They had 4 million last year. They did raise some money, 3.7 million net proceeds from an oversubscribed capital raise. And so, the good thing is they've got cash. Now, if you look at the forecasts, so 2024, obviously 5.8, and they're looking to grow to 6 million. So it's not a huge amount of growth there. 200,000. So, you want to see, double-digit growth at least. So, on a adjusted profit for tax basis, they're saying it's going to go from minus 2.1 to minus 2. So, again, it's not a huge improvement on the profit for tax. So, there could be some, technical bounces and rallies from an oversold position. But in my mind, I'm looking for, growth top line, profitability. It's not really there. So that won't be added to the microcap league. First of all, it's not profitable and also hasn't got that much growth. Light Science Technologies, LST, comprising of three divisions. In fact, where is IXICO today, share price? Let me have a look here. IXICO. It's down. It's had a decent bounce at the bottom. It did, it was at 6.6 pence a share back in August 2024. And it's topped out recently at 13 pence. But yeah, unless, I think, that, like I said, hopefully a technical bounce, a technical bounce off a low. But I don't know if it's sustainable, that rise. Light Science Technologies, let's look at this trading update. Three divisions: controlled environment agriculture, contract electronics manufacturing, and passive fire protection, announced a trading update for 12 months ended the 30th of November. Financial highlights. Revenue, they say, increased by approximately 29% to 12 million, up from 9.3. Gross margins are improved to 28% from 23.4. So not huge margins there. Losses for the period reducing to 200,000 from 1.1 million. Group cash at the end of period was improved 1.2 million versus 1.1, with additional undrawn funds available of 700,000 and the debt facilities with Close Brothers. They say, importantly, the business was net profitable during H2 2024, and management is expecting to sustain this momentum for year 2025. So that's good news. That's good news. I couldn't get any number forecasts here from the broker. There was a lot of text, but I couldn't get any number forecasts. But they are down today, 2%, and they are sort of in a range there. I mean, they hit a low back in 23 July. They're 0.94 pence, but they are now at 2.35. So they've rallied a lot from there, but then it's sort of a range between 3 pretty much and 2 pence. Yeah, maybe you want to watch. You know, let's see that profitability come through. Top line growth is good. So, yeah, maybe one for the watch list, but not for the microcap league. This is quite interesting. This Premier Miton Group, the AIM-coded fund management group, today announces final results for the year ended 30th of September. It's often worth reading, you know, releases from companies like this, even if you don't hold shares, because it's a broader take on the market. You know, they've got a market cap of 85 million, and they said 10.7, this is up to the 30th of September. So remember, October, big outflows, but November rebounded pretty much. So, 10.7 billion assets under management, up from 9.8 in 23, increase of 9%. So they're 10.9 as of the 30th of November. So that's improved from September, up from 10.7, 10.9. Net outflows of 318 million for the year. But previously, it was 1.1 billion for 2023. So the outflows have slowed again. The picture is changing, I think. Have we seen, you know, maximum outflow happen and now we're slowing down? Adjusted profit for tax 12.2 versus 15.7, but profit before tax statutory 3.2 versus 5.9. So that's come down. Cash balances 35.9 versus 37.9. They do pay a cracking dividend at 60 pence. They pay final proposed dividend of 3 pence per share. Is that half? Final proposed dividend. Okay. They do interim of 3. What's the total dividend? So at the moment, their dividend yield is about 10%, because they do interim of 3, final of 3, and at 60 pence a share, that is 10%. So, you know, if you want to get some, if you think a recovery's on, and you think this is going no lower, and it's rallied today, then it could be a good little play just to collect the dividend if you're going to hold for a year or so, because you get 10% on the dividend and maybe see some capital upside as well. If you see capital upside, of course, it's less dividend yield. But nevertheless, you know, you're protecting the downside there by that dividend. So that's interesting. And finally, XP Factory. I used to hold one of these. I talked about this in the book, actually. One of the UK's preeminent experiential leisure businesses operating the Escape Hunt and Boom Battle Bar brands. Pleased to announce the unaudited interim results for 6 months, ended the 30th of September. So they've got a market cap of 24 million, revenue for the half year, 24.9 versus 18.7 million, so decent growth there. Loss before tax has come down a little bit, 2.19 million versus 2.43. Cash balances of 1.9 versus 3.9. And they have taken on, they've got a revolving credit facility, which is, I think it's 10 million with Barclays. So at least that will, you know, reduce the chances of any equity dilution. But of course, it will cost them. So that'll come off their, you know, their profit levels. But net debt of 1.3, which was zero as of 31st of March. So the forecasts here are for 2025, 60.4 million top line with adjusted profit for tax of 900,000 versus a loss of 600,000. So it's an improvement. Now, again, it's often worth reading because a lot of these leisure hospitality stocks have been hit very hard, just sentiment and then the budget. And a cost of living crisis, energy, and the budget coming out. And it's interesting to read here. They're talking about the hit the budget will have on them. They say, our estimates suggest that national insurance changes will lead to labour costs increase of approximately 3.5%, while changes to minimum living wage would add between 2.5% and 5% in escapement and between 1.2% and 5% in boom. As such, we believe total labour costs increase at site level between 5% and 9% are likely, dependent on the decisions we make regarding potential mitigation actions. And they do talk about that, about adjusting working hours, using more technology, and restructuring head office costs, all that stuff. But they say the bottom of the range is within our existing cost forecasts, whilst the top of the end range would see an additional costs of around about £800,000 before any further mitigating actions. So worst case scenario, they're saying, is £800,000. But I do think, you know, this could be a potential recovery play with interest rates coming down. They are up at 14 pence, say, 3.89 pence. And they have just breached the 200-day moving average. They've had a good rally last few days. They've gone from 10 pence up to 14 pence. That's a 40% rally. It may need to have a pause and a breather here. But one worth watching, I think, because if they get a profitability, interest rates coming down, then they'll benefit. I mean, like I said, they've been hammered for a long time and they're way overdue a recovery here. But worth a look, I think. Is there something else? No, nothing else. No, they can't be there. That's it. Thank you for listening. Like I said, by all means, if you could, please, buy the book. I honestly think it'll make a lot of sense. It'll hopefully help you. Even writing it myself helped me because it made me look at things again, reanalyze stuff, do some research on things, and think, oh, yeah, it's very interesting. And just standing back, I look at different kinds of stocks that, you know, are standout performers long term, you know, sustainable rising stocks. Yeah, so hopefully that will help you. But in fact, go to sharepickers.com, click on the book there, and if you give a positive rating and review, you can get 50% off the SharePickers Investment Club. Only available for the first 100 people. Okay? Because I can't do any more than that. Thank you very much for listening. Speak tomorrow.
The SharePickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker. With a website that fits your unique vision, let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Go to Wix.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.